The Treefort Music Festival starts next week in downtown Boise, and alongside all the bands and the music, festival goers will hear from authors and poets and journalists, as well as podcasters at Storyfort, and they'll be talking about punk rock theater, UFOs, comedy, sports, human rights, and food. A lot to get to. So joining us live today is Christian Nguyen, the organizer of Storyfort, and one of the storytellers, Carissa Wolf, a lecturer in the Boise State Sociology Department, who also co-directs the Idaho Media Initiative. I want to welcome both of you back to the program.
Great. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you for having us here.
So, Christian, can we start with you? For folks who aren't familiar, what is Storyfort?
Yeah, Storyfort, this is our eighth incarnation of Storyfort. And we basically bring, like you mentioned, writers, fiction writers, poets, memoirists. But we also bring in narratives around social justice, around food equity that Carissa can get to. We have bartenders telling stories. We have musicians telling stories. We have insider behind the scenes sort of music stuff too. So we kind of have a wide swath of storytelling going on during the festival. So
Carissa, you've written about almost everything. I mean, really, while deep in the backcountry or hanging out of a Black Hawk helicopter. So I'm curious about what you're going to be planning on talking about at Storyfort next week.
Well, it was certainly hard for us to narrow down because we certainly see food as a lens to see our world. We see food as a way that we can understand our culture and society and ourselves. And so we really wanted to focus a little bit more on growth and how that's changed our food landscape, how we access food, how we work with food, and how we relate to food. And so we're going to use Storyfort as a flat platform to really peel back the layers of food and look at how growth has impacted our restaurant scenes, how it has contributed to a growth in what we see in our restaurant options. But we're also going to take some deep dives into some labor issues and how that's been affected by the pandemic and by growth in our food scene, and also not ignore how our changing world has also impacted how we access food and how we relate to it and what is served to us on the table and what tables we're able to access in the first place.
So Carissa, how would you say food has transformed Idaho?
Oh, it's so many ways. Idaho would not be Idaho if it were not for the food that is across our landscape, from the lentils and the Palouse to the cattle that we see grazing throughout the state. And so food has changed and shaped Idaho in so many ways, certainly politically, culturally, and geographically. And so it's hard for me to look at food and not see it as touching every part of our world. Mm-hmm. And that's very much the sociology in me, and that I see the interconnections of everything, and it's hard for me to remove food from all of these interconnections.
I mean, in fact, you've said, Carissa, that food is a mirror of who we are and what we're all about. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we really tell the stories of ourselves through our food. And if we want somebody to know us, certainly we could sit them down at our table and we could learn about a lot about each other through us. But food also tells us a lot about our place in society, our identity, and also how social forces are impacting us and how we relate to those. So, you know, for an example, one thing that we'll talk about in Storyfort is certainly we've seen this explosion of wonderful growth in the restaurant industry, but at the same time, we're seeing people posting ads on Craigslist looking for kitchens to rent because of the housing insecurity that has translated into people having less access to kitchens. And so that certainly is going to impact what we put on our plate and whether we're able to put something on our plate in the first place.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Christian Nguyen, the organizer of Storyfort, and then one of the storytellers for Storyfort, Carissa Wolf. So, Christian, we have to promote the fact that Boise State Public Radio is one of the sponsors of Storyfort. Can you talk to us a little bit about the event that Boise State Public Radio will be hosting next week?
Yeah, it's Ashley Ahern. And we have her doing basically a rendition of her current podcast series, Women's Work, And she'll be in discussion with Tom Michael, who runs things over there at the station, or one of the people that runs things. He is going to be in conversation with her, but she's going to play some audio from the podcast, talk about how it came together and just what it's all about. So yeah, it's been great to partner with your team over there over the years, and we really appreciate the support.
Yeah, and we've actually played a little bit of her new podcast on the program, so it's definitely worth a listen. So, yeah. Christian, when and where can we find Carissa next week at Storyfort?
Yeah, we have her and the team with Harrison Berry and some others at the Boise Center East, room 420A, which is a really great facility right there off the Grove. From 3 to 4:30, might go a little bit longer. It's our last event there at the Grove that day, or at the Boise Center East. And so, yeah, and it's titled Exile on 8th Street, How a Growing Population, Market Pressure, and a Rising Cost of Living are Changing Boise's Food Culture. Should be great. And just to say you should go to your phone and get the Treefort app, and you can filter out Storyfort events, Foodfort events, YogaFort events, and see what all is going on. Also, you can go to treefortmusicfest.com and get all the schedule and just all the things that we're putting on.
And I'm assuming you still have tickets available for folks for all of Treefort.
Yes. But for Storyfort, that's one of the cool things. We are free and open. We do have a couple of 21 plus venues in the 10th Street Station and the Mode Lounge, but the rest is all, it's free and open. So we really, encourage everybody to show up. Yeah. Even if you don't have a Treefort wristband, it's kind of a gateway fort, as we've called it over the years, to get people involved in the festival, without having to, if they don't feel comfortable buying a wristband, and they can just, come check us out.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk about this. We've been chatting with Christian Nguyen, the organizer of Storyfort, and one of the storytellers, Carissa Wolf. Carissa is also a lecturer in the Boise State Sociology Department, who also co-directs the Idaho Media Initiative. Treefort starts next week. And I want to thank all of you for joining us. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to be a part of Idaho Matters. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. And we want to give a special thank you to our All Things Considered host, Troy Oppie, for helping us out today. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is a kind of a rainy Tuesday, but hope you find some joy in your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.